Business Leadership Solutions with Barbara Schindler and Heather McGonigal, presented by Leading Edge Teams.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. Still got the fire going, I see.
Oh, yes, the fire is roaring. It's very cozy here this evening. And, you know, in this coziness, I was just thinking as I was preparing to hop on a call and chat with you today, is just like, I know you work with so many leaders at different levels of organizations. Some you're just starting to work with, others, you know, you and I both, like, we've coached people for years in their roles and other roles, and just in their careers as they keep continuing. And if I was to just ask you, you know, for some simple snippets, you know, what would you recommend for a leader to open up to unleash their inner power, to, you know, open up to their greater expression of the leader within, or, you know, that sense of potential that as leaders are developing in their roles and growing, you know, they have, you know, that sense of like, there's more that I could be, there's more that I could do. Like, if you were just in that space with somebody, you know, what would be some like really simple snippets you would offer to them to open into that space more of their own expression as a leader? What would you say?
So what I would answer is that what I tell people and why I love what I do is because in all of our programs, we give people a toolbox that really helps them every day in their roles. But when they're really implementing it and they're in self-leadership and they're having the impact they want to have from their role, they're sharing their experience, it's just a much more enjoyable way to be at work. And we all spend a lot of our life at work, you know? And so when I think of people being able to be in their roles and actually feel empowered to fully contribute creatively, contribute their thinking, to have the experience that I love and I want others to love of being on a team with other, you know, that the benefit is having this great team and getting results together. I want everyone to have that experience so that a job can, you know, it can feel like a way, one of the ways in which we express ourselves in the world. Yeah, and maybe that sounds lofty or what have you, but since we spend so much time at work, I want everyone to have a better experience and really experience the best of themselves.
Yeah, and for the best of themselves, you know, we work in an environment, in business and in teams that, you know, for different levels of psychological safety, different levels of complexity, things moving fast, or maybe sometimes things are moving too slow, right? And when you find yourself in that, you know, desire to get that, I'll call it the joy spot of leadership, right? Where you're in that flow and that self-expression, and you find yourself holding back or hesitating, like what happens there? What can we do in that moment with more self-awareness, more, you know, a pause and take a breath? Like, what would you recommend in that moment to just be like, should I say it? Should I? Because there's risk, there's vulnerability in leadership all the time. Sometimes I'm like, I take risks all day long. Some days I do,
and
right?
Sometimes people don't want to take any more risks, and that's okay too. You have to, but I think it's an internal check-in, sort of like, what impact or influence, I think are the words that we use, but like, what impact or influence do you want to be? How could you be a positive influence right now? And the other one that we always go back to with all of our clients, which it just works and really helps people, which is like, what is the leadership reputation you're going for? And if you have that as your anchor point and you're mindful to make that be at the top of your awareness before you do any team interaction, that really can shift your choices, how you choose to show up, the questions you ask teammates, just the way you do everything can be informed from this positive reframe of, what is the leadership reputation you ultimately really want? And how in this moment is this going to contribute to this or not? Right? And it's, sorry, I just thought of this other quote that we always use where it's like, way to think about it too, is like, you know, it's not fair, but people don't remember what it's like to be with you on your best day. Mm-hmm. They remember what it's like to be with you on your worst day. They remember, man, that was a really hard time with that project and that deadline, but thank goodness I was on fill in the blanks team. And, you know, even though it went all of these different wonky directions, we somehow came out the other end with something even better. And I loved being on their team, in their company. Like, that's the experience I think we all want to have. And it is possible. So that's why I do what I do, because I want everybody to be able to have that.
Yeah, I love that answer. And I want to circle back real quickly to one thing you said about that check in with yourself.
Yeah.
Because it brought to mind something a leader just did today that I thought was so wise and so brilliant. And it ties into, like, you know, what reputation you're going for. And this is a leader who had several difficult leadership conversations had to happen last week, right? And this today is a Monday, right?
It's not a great, a challenging week last week, sounds like.
Yes. And things weren't fully complete yet. So the intention of today was to have another difficult conversation, right? That is in this continuum. And it's like, okay, so we're going to circle back and do this. And then instead, there were crickets. She didn't reach out. She didn't schedule that. And when she surfaced and shared about it, like, you know, there was a check-in, but it was like she said, you know, I needed to work in a steady state for a while today. I just needed to be in and get some things done. And I was trusting that when it was surfacing, I would be in a better place to reach out to schedule that next conversation. And, you know, so if she was like thinking my reputation is I have to do this, as I said, versus I want to be the best leader and discern my best actions, right? So that's what she did. And she paused. And when she came, you know, later to it, she was just like, I was like, wow, that was so wise. Wow, that's so brilliant, right? And so that really is like, you know, to really think about that is, I love that, you know, check in with yourself as you continue to grow. We need to trust that inner, you know, compass a little bit too, that measures that real, you know, what's the reputation that I want to go for. So.
And I love that word too, Barbara. I want to leave everybody with that word, discernment. Discernment. That's really, you have to have time and space and self-reflection to discern. But when you do discern, then you're in a different mode. That's going to get better results. So I love that word discernment. That might be my word for 2024. I don't know. I have to think about it. But yeah. It's a good one. Leadership toolbox.
Yeah, we might add that to the toolbox of 2024, discernment.
What's your leadership superpower? Visit leadingedgeteams.com/quiz to take our leadership assessment quiz and find out.